Actually, your button.
What?
Welcome to this week's episode of Nailed It.
That was good.
Thank you.
Proud of you. Say your name.
I'm Nate.
I'm Michael.
I'm David.
Yeah.
That was fast.
We did one of our Game of the Weeks. It would have been last week's, but we didn't say our names.
We didn't?
Nope.
What?
I know.
I said your names.
Oh, was you did? South Park?
Yeah,
in
my head.
No, it was the one before that. It's Evil Within, too.
Now nobody will know it was on that podcast.
We were so scared we couldn't remember our names.
No, actually, it was the first thing we did in the morning, and we don't remember
our names.
Our names.
But now we're a little more awake.
Yay!
Thank
you, Rockstar.
Yay!
You're not awake?
Not yet.
You should get better sleep.
I know. I got no sleep again last
night. I was watching the Cougar game last night, and fell asleep
hot.
While I was watching it.
That sounds like... Yeah, I'm not gonna say.
What? Yeah, you shouldn't.
No, I want to hear what you're gonna say.
No, I want you to hear the South Park name.
So
say the South Park name.
Yeah,
The Cougars. Their outfits were different.
They were metallic gray.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Are they? What do they?
It
call
was like
that,
a blue.
Gray? I don't know. It was a gray.
It was very interesting.
They have like a
winning,
they
though.
Have like a
awesome.
Maroonish red, like full.
Yeah, well, crimson.
And they have.
Oh right, you're saying the off color one. Yeah,
they have.
It's like
a gray one, don't they?
Yeah, it's very interesting. I don't like the Cougars, but I was like, they were playing, and I was like, that's the Cougars?
Because they were at home. It was weird to see them. Anyway, this podcast is not brought to you by NCAA football. Because they don't make video games anymore.
They don't make video games anymore.
They should.
NCAA games are fun.
Supposedly there's a...
I don't want to hear your crappy rumors.
What? No, supposedly there's a rumor going around that a company is making
as a rumor on the water cooler.
And I don't know. It doesn't.
Honestly, they just need to come back out with the NCAA and pay the college kids a little bit of money.
They can't do that, though.
Yeah, they can.
Just do it under the table, like the basketball scandal that's going on right now from Adidas. Well, they paid them.
Why would you... Why, I don't see... Player likeness? Really?
Yeah, I don't get it, but whatever.
I mean, it's not...
Do they pay, did
it's
they
not
pay the
them.
Schools when NCAA came out? Did
maybe,
they pay the schools?
Maybe.
Because then at that point, then yeah, I guess I could see that. They should just shouldn't pay anybody.
Well, then you can't use... No, because then
Watch
you can't
me.
Use the SEC.
Just design it in Russia and
right.
then import it over here. And then what are they supposed to do?
Because, I mean, there is a few people that would go through and they would just...
Stop understanding their point of view and be outraged with me.
Yeah.
No, I am outraged because that was a fun game.
It was fun. I liked playing the college games because when the crowd got wild, your players started to forget what they were doing.
I see, I didn't.
And the screen would shake. And
yeah, the screen would vibrate.
You couldn't see
the routes would
the
start
routes.
Going like all wormy.
I see, I never... Like, I played the older ones, and what I liked about that was just that you were given a pitch option...
Oh, but yeah, they always had the wildcat.
Yeah.
Like, going...
There's always crazy plays that you can do. And that's right. What's fun about college... That's what's fun about watching college football.
Is it's just crazy.
It's just like... Like, normal football, everybody just does these routes.
On heroin.
Yeah, on heroin.
Which but now, they... I mean, a few years ago, they did add the pitch option to Madden... But it's
it
not
like
the same
the
type of thing because you just kind of...
Colin Kaepernick and Russell Wilson.
I know, but it's like, usually if you have the pitch option in a regular football game, it almost never works. Like...
No.
No, because the backfield... Yeah, you usually have a defender in the backfield before you
like,
decide.
Right. The college one, it was fun because it worked.
Right.
The guy would actually catch it. In the regular ones, they're usually like, they just kind of... bobble it, or if you do it and you throw it, it goes like 10 feet.
Or you could do David's cheat with
actually,
the 98-yard pitch play.
Yeah.
They would actually have, like, drawn-up plays for the pitch to work. Like, if you had, like, you have the pitch option in Madden, and if you had a drawn-up play...
I know, but, like, in Madden, they also had a fake field goal, and that doesn't work.
It does in the new one.
It does in the new one, but the old ones... If you were to do a fake field goal, it would never work.
The one in the new
the only way you
cool.
can the only way you can get it to work is if you run it yourself. But if you throw it like what you're supposed to do, they never catch it.
You have a in the
well,
new
that's because
one,
half the time your punter is the one that's holding the ball.
But it doesn't matter.
So his quarterback rating is like 2.
Unless you get the Christmas edition of Tom Brady, who's good at punting.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's Christmas in Madden. Dun, 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 dun. It's time to kick some field goals this year.
Anyway.
And I'm leaving now.
Why did David put his pants on?
Yeah.
What? What? No, he started singing Christmas songs. That's
the only time you ever leave is when David puts his pants on.
So did you guys ever play the original Xbox?
Yes.
With the giant controller?
Yeah.
Did you know they're coming out with the giant original Xbox controller?
Why?
For the...
The new one's so much more comfortable.
It's retro, is what they're calling it.
I want retro. I want new.
I actually had a friend that he had... He just said he had bigger hands or whatever. I don't know. Never really did the hand test where you put the one person's hand in front of the other person's hand to see if he did have bigger hands. Nate, put your hand down. But he was always like, the newer controllers are smaller. He's like, I don't like it. It's really hard to play. He liked the big old controller. I hated it.
I don't.
I was like.
So wait, is it going to have the white and black button instead of RB and LB again?
As far as I know, it's going to be basically set up the exact same way.
Because the black and white button were horrible.
Right.
Compared to RB, LB.
Right.
Like the PlayStation has always had the 4 up top. The Xbox used to just have the 2 triggers and then white button, black button.
Right. I think they're going to go with the white button, black button.
Yeah. Gross.
But yeah, that's coming out soon-ish, maybe.
Stupid.
I don't know.
And if you buy it, you're stupid.
I dare you. There's people that like that.
Well, he doesn't have internet, so he's not even going to buy it.
Yeah, nobody's going to see me. I buy it for race car games. So it feels like I actually have a steering wheel.
At that point, you just might as well buy a steering wheel instead of that one.
It does look like a steering wheel.
So how's your guys' weeks been? That was the worst way to say that, but like you were in Yakima.
Well, for work.
Yeah, for work.
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, but how was...
But what I did do last weekend is I went and saw Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
That was awesome. Key Arena got sold out, and his opening act was actually really good. I don't remember his name, sadly enough, but...
It was Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah. No, but opening act was really good, and then, I mean, Jim Gaffigan's one of the best, in my opinion, so he was hilarious. He had all new jokes up until the end. He ended with his Hot Pocket jokes.
Oh, yeah. Well,
which, I mean, you're going to do anyway. I mean, honestly, it was fun to hear him live, even though I've heard him 1,000 times.
Oh, I know.
It's just recorded. But it was cool. I enjoyed it. It was my first comedy show that I've been to, and so it was a lot of fun.
Hot Pocket jokes?
Hot Pocket jokes? Well, have you never watched Jim Gaffigan?
No.
Oh, you need to watch Jim Gaffigan.
Have you never seen Jim Gaffigan?
I'm not.
You really do. You need to
watch I'm sheltered.
It. Yeah. Under your rock.
Under my rock.
You're like deep under the rock for Jim Gaffigan.
He only has 7 specials, so.
Yeah.
Okay. You should watch them, though. Like, Beyond the Pale, I think, is his first one.
Yeah, something like that.
Start with that.
They're hilarious. Oh, hilarious. I did something along the same lines as I actually did stand up.
Yeah,
at a comedy club. Terrible.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I went in there.
Don't you have to be funny to do that?
No, apparently not, because nobody there was that night. I tried my first time. I've wanted to do stand up. Just wanted to try it, and so I have a friend that's been doing open mic nights. And I said, hey, I want to try. When are you going to go? He's like, Monday. I was like, okay. So that was like 3 days
that to I prepare.
And I was like, I could.
Well, you probably procrastinated for 2.5 days. Right?
5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay.
That's still a long time.
That is a long time. I was going to say that
it is.
It probably felt like 20 minutes, huh?
No. I've talked on stage before, so but I've like
this was the first time he was invited to talk
on stage. The other time I just kind of walked on stage
started talking
over other people, and they were like, hey, can you just calm down a little bit, and I was like,
no,
No, I have a point I'm trying to make here. Eventually, 2 hours from now, I will get to it.
So if you could please,
be quiet. If you could just be quiet right now. No. So I had kind of an idea of what I wanted to do, but I didn't have like the structure down or anything like that.
Right.
And it was getting closer and closer to the time. And so I had a couple issues. One, everybody that was there, most at the comedy thing, were comedians that night.
Right.
So nobody was laughing at anybody's joke. Most of the people were like preparing for their...
Right, so everyone in the audience was planning to one time be up on the stage.
Yes, so like nobody was laughing at a single joke. There was only one guy that got a few laughs, and it was only in the first like couple minutes of, and he was more of the professional one.
Right.
Everybody else was go up there and tell their jokes, and it was just like really bad. And then...
Sounds like a blast.
It's fun. And I didn't sign up. By the time I got to the sign-up sheet, I was like number 12th or 13th. And it was supposed to start at 9, and it ended up starting at 10:30.
Oh, jeez. So you're number 12 starting at 10:30? Or they started at 10:30?
They started at 10:30. So I didn't go on until like 12 or so.
Right.
And by that time, I was up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And... I was so tired. I honestly kept finding myself spacing out and not, like, just not paying attention. And I'm like, oh, this is going to go really bad. Because I can't.
Why don't you just be like, yeah, I'll come back another time.
I almost did. But because I was there with my friend, and he was going to stay. And he's like, man, it's just getting too tired. I'm too tired. I need to go home. And I said, that's cool. I said, I totally understand. I'm tempted to leave right now, too.
Right.
Because I'm not in the right place to do it. And I was just, you know what? I'm just going to stick it through. And, of course, you know, I assume my set was going to bomb. Because, one, nobody was laughing at anything.
Right.
Two, I had a loose idea of what I wanted. But I kept changing it through the last 3 days of what I really wanted to say. And there's also kind of like a thing of how do you want to present yourself, like, in comedy? Like, am I a storyteller? Like, do I go up there and tell a story?
Those are heavy thoughts for your first time walking up for 5 minutes.
I know, but this is what I think.
I know. I got you.
I think, am I...
Mine would have gone just as crazy.
Am I the type of comedian that goes up there and tells a story? Do I tell snappy one-liners? Do I just stand there? Do I walk around? You know... Like, am I in motion, or am I just standing there going, hey, I got a joke for you. And, you know, because my comedy on here is more like I interact with people. So it's not like me standing up there and just saying one thing after the other.
You do comedy on here?
No, not yet. Okay. I'm eventually.
You're going to start soon?
Eventually. Okay. Eventually. It's something that I'm working on.
When the timing's right.
When the timing's right.
Right. Well, let me know when you want to do your 5 minutes.
I feel like I'm doing that right now. Just no jokes in there. So it was all bad.
Right. So but you got up and did
but
it.
But I got up there and did it. And I got like 2 laughs, which was way better than I thought I was going to do.
Right.
And it was from the table that was right in front of me. And I was just like, well, at least you guys are laughing at what I'm saying. I ended up tried to intermix things because I had, like, I tried telling a story and I also tried to do a couple lines. Right. And a couple lines didn't work. Story, I realized a long time ago, I'm not really a storyteller. I kind of get bored with my own stories too. When I talk.
Right.
I'm just like, I don't know where I'm going with this. I just kind of trail off and then I start talking about puppies or something like that.
Right.
So I think... I'm going to try it again, and I have more of an idea of what I want to do now, which is...
Well, every professional comedian that's ever talked on a podcast before has said, all you have to do is stick to it.
Right.
And eventually it'll come.
Right, and that's the thing is it's being true to who you are comedic-wise.
No, it's selling out as quickly as possible.
Selling out as fast as possible.
Right.
And marketing yourself in the best way.
Yeah. And then trying to get on, like, a comedy tour, like... Blue Collar or something.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
do you know what's the one of the comedians doesn't even have that accent on the blue collar comedy tour?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't even remember all their names. I know Ron White, Larry the Cable Guy, and
Larry the Cable Guy. That is not his actual voice.
Oh, good. Is he more respectable?
No, yeah, he's actually he doesn't have that accent at all.
Good.
That's just one he made up.
I like him a little better now. I can respect someone for selling out for money, but using that voice or having that voice when just, I mean, he was basically just standing up there being the stereotypical redneck that everyone outside of the flyover states thinks of.
Right.
And that's who he was being.
Right. So it's all for him, that's all an act. Like, he really doesn't have a lot of that in his life.
It'd be so funny to hear his real voice.
No, there's like a YouTube thing recently that was out that he's using his real voice. And he's talking about his voice.
Oh, really?
That he uses. Yeah. That's very interesting.
Next time I think you should walk up there, and I think that your destination is to be a ventriloquist.
That's true.
Yeah, so definitely do that.
No, I have an idea of what I want to do. And I'm not sure if it's going to...
Golden ticket.
How well it's going to go over, but yeah, you never know.
Well, hopefully you can find a place that has people who are actually legitimately interested.
I know, and that's the other thing is I might have to find a different place.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to that place and kind of see what the crowd is.
Well, every comedy place will have people who are just there to go on stage, but you got to find somewhere where people are actually listening.
Right.
Because otherwise, you're not getting a good reaction.
Right, you're not getting full... Like, my friend Jay went up there, and he did his routine, Jay.
Right.
And he did his whole thing, and
he's the
like,
one I like.
Huh?
Jay. I like Jay.
Yeah.
I don't like that other guy.
Which one?
The other one.
Oh.
With the beard.
Yeah.
He's weird.
So, Jay went up, and he's like, oh, man, I bombed huge. And I was like, no. I mean, it's hard to say, because nobody's...
Right, no one's laughing at anything.
Nobody's laughing at anything, so it's hard to say if you really did bomb or not.
So do you think, real quick, do you think people are not laughing because they're not paying attention, or they just don't want to give it up for someone else before they walk on the stage?
I feel like the crowd that night was not really paying attention.
Oh, okay.
And they weren't really laughing at anything. And...
They were just going over their own routine.
I don't know if they were just going over their own routine or just people weren't funny.
Maybe it was just a really sad day.
Maybe.
But, yeah, that would suck. That would be hard to... Especially for someone who's used to performing, like you said, Jay is... I mean, who's done it a couple times and then you go up and people just aren't listening.
Right.
There's no way you don't take that personally.
Right. Well, that's the hard thing is like, so you... Because you can get the feel of the crowd.
Right.
And when you're up there and you're like, nobody's paying attention to anything I'm saying.
Right.
And I used up my 5 minutes and I had a little bit more left on my jokes. And partially because I wasn't structured.
Right.
That's what screwed me up. But I have a better structure now. I have a better idea of what I want to do now. And... I'm kind of looking forward to trying it again, but at the same time, it's just like, well, if it's the same type of crowd, I need to find a different place.
Well, and the good part is if you actually get a laugh from that kind of crowd, you know you're doing something right.
Right.
If they make it harder to work for.
But it was the laughs I got were just like, I'm not really proud of the laughs that I got out of those.
Right.
Like,
so give us one of your jokes.
Hmm?
And go.
No. That's the worst thing to do to any comedian. So you're a funny guy, huh? Tell me a joke.
Tell me a joke.
Tell me a joke.
Funny guy. What's that? Who does that? That is somebody's joke. He's like, tell me a joke, funny guy.
But it's like
you're a comedian.
So you're a comedian. You like to make people laugh, huh? Well, make me laugh right now. I don't know how to make you laugh right now. I have a stand-up routine that...
That's in Live Free or Die Hard. He goes, what, John? No witty remark? Say something funny.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, say something funny.
What? Shut up, Nate. That is awesome, though, that you tried it out. That's really cool.
No, I mean, it's...
Just to get up on... I wouldn't be able to get up on a stage.
So I'm gonna, yeah, I'm gonna try it again, but it'll be a couple weeks from now or so.
I wouldn't say I have stage fright, but that's because I wouldn't be able to make it to the stage. It's just straight fright. So they'd like say my name and the door would be swinging back behind me that I left so fast. You know, like all the shows or all the cartoons where they've gone so fast through the door, it's just like quink, quink, quink. That's what happened.
So yeah, I'll try it again. Not at Jim Gaffigan's level.
What? You can't sell out Key Arena?
Not yet.
And make everyone laugh the entire time about his wife having cancer?
Well, just do your thing and just...
Well, the funny thing is...
Go to the next show and walk up on stage and just start talking.
Well, in that...
The next Jim Gaffigan show. Thanks, Jim. I'll take it from here.
Jim. Got it. I'll take it from here. Yeah. Well, what I found out also when I was doing it is when... Because if I wanted to go with a storyline type thing, like what Jim Gaffigan does, in a 5-minute period of time, you really can't grasp the audience.
No, you can't.
So unless they know who you are, you won't be able to do that type of format.
Right.
So I was like, okay, well, this is a learning lesson, because I realize in that amount of time, I need to be like just quick.
Well, you're up there to work on, like you said... You went in with no structure. You learned that you need structure.
Yeah.
So your night was a success.
You know, it was a success. And, like, my...
5 minutes, you can't tell a joke to strangers.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Like I said, my comedy, it comes from, like, you say something, and then I... like, what we wanted to call... What I was saying we should call the last podcast.
Right.
Right. Just those type of response where... Somebody says something, and I think of something, I'm like, that's pretty funny. Probably can't use it, but that's how my mind works, is like, Nate says something, and then I immediately think of how to take what he says and twist it around.
Right.
And that's my sense of humor. But just going up on stage...
I'll come to your next one and heckle you.
I almost wanted somebody to heckle me. Because I feel like I would have done better with a heckler than I would have just going up on stage.
There was a funny part by the opening act that was unique, because his original joke was to say that he drives a Prius and people will just hop in his car and assume that he's an Uber.
Right.
And he'll be like, oh, I guess I'm going to Brooklyn. I need that 5-star review. You know, that was his original joke, but... How he started it is, I drive a very basic car, a charcoal gray Prius, and then the crowd started cheering, and he was like, well, that's not an applause break, but I guess we're in the Northwest, so yay, Prius! Like, and so, like, right off the bat, that was his, and it wasn't planned, it was just,
he has to be able to kind of flow with it.
Yeah, and his original joke actually took probably 3 minutes to, like, set up and plot out, and then hit you with a punchline, but he got that immediate laugh right away. Because of something the audience did. It was completely unplanned.
Right.
So you can't make a joke to strangers in 5 minutes. I mean, or you can't get a reaction.
Yeah.
You can make a joke, but it's not going to be well structured.
Yeah. So that's what I learned.
So it's just a learning.
Learning experience.
Yeah. That's awesome, though.
Cool. I'm ready to bomb my next one. I'm getting close to ready to bomb.
What'd you do, Nate?
What did I do?
We did a lot of cool stuff. What did you do?
I started a new series on Netflix.
Yeah, what did you start?
Crap, I forgot the name of it.
That's a weird show.
Yeah. Ozark.
Never heard of that.
Ozark, yeah.
I can make up words, too.
It's actually pretty...
Actually, I can't. I'm not that creative.
Decent show. It's about a family. The father, I believe...
The mother and the Holy Ghost?
The dad is played by Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman. I like Jason Bateman. He's so hit and miss, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's like one of those guys...
Arrested Development.
Yeah. I loved Arrested Development.
Yeah, me too.
But, like... Arrested Development, he's great.
Yeah.
Dodgeball, he's great.
Right.
And there's a few other things that he's
Dodgeball
great.
Dodgeball has such a small part, but it's the most quoted character in the entire movie.
Right, exactly. I don't know, Cotton. Let's see what they're going to do.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them as they're surrendering.
Yep.
Anyway, Nate, you were saying.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically he's a financial advisor, and him and his friend, they own this company, and next thing you find out, his friend has been...
He's an a-hole.
Been stealing money from him, because they do business with basically a Mexican drug dealer.
Oh, like a drug and so he's cartel?
Been, yeah, so he's been basically skimming money from this cartel, and his friend tells him about this Ozark place. It's basically middle of nowhere, small little town, huge lake, and then the next thing you know, cartel guy, the head cartel guy, comes in town and is basically baits him into them telling him that they're stealing money, and he ends up killing his friends, and they go to, he's like, oh, I can, basically he launders money for him. That's right. Kind of what their thing is. So basically they go to the Ozark, and he's trying to find ways to connect on this promise that he made to this guy that kept him alive to launder this money. And they're basically
what
the...
What kind of show is it? Is it like a comedy, or is it...
It's not... suspense? No, it's... Not really suspense.
Doesn't sound like a drama.
I don't know how you would... What you would put it in. It's not really comedy.
Is it a dramedy?
Sure.
A dramedy is a comedy that's got drama in it.
Is it a love dramedy?
No, it's not a love story.
Is it a dark comedy?
Is it an action comedy? Because
a dark comedy...
I wouldn't say it's an action.
A dark comedy is a comedy that has a darker side to it.
Well, I'm glad you explained that.
I know, but...
Huh?
I don't know, there's some drama to it.
So it's a dramedy.
Dramedy. A dark dramedy.
A dark dramedy.
A dark love dramedy. Sounds like these two are going to end up hooking up in the end.
Yeah.
The drug cartel leader and Jason
Newman. Yeah. It's an American drama series.
Yeah, so drama. There you go. Yay!
Yay!
With some blood and...
Now he's just reading the review.
Yeah.
Anyway. So,
We're on here so Nate can read somebody else's review.
That's what you've been doing.
I started that one. I'm like 4 episodes in. It's pretty good.
That's fantastic.
And then...
Now, David, next week, I want you to start a new Netflix series. And Nate, I want you to go try comedy.
Okay. Sounds cool. Fair.
Not going to happen. Then I watched...
part of the podcast.
American Assassin.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was an okay movie.
Was there Americans in it?
They all died.
He's
not an American assassin. He's the assassin of Americans.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. The opening scene...
Anyone who leaves the country.
...was good.
Uh-huh. And then after that...
And then, I mean...
Yeah, oh, gotta go. Nate told me the rest of this is bad.
There was... Like, during the training, there was a part in it during his training that...
It's like 350 now.
Basically,
yeah,
then plays a big factor at the end. And it's like, almost like you saw that coming.
Right.
And I don't want to give it anything away.
I feel like you just gave the whole plot away.
Yeah. I mean, guys, we get it, Nate.
He does?
Yeah.
He doesn't.
Anyway.
He doesn't die.
He might.
No,
I don't want to give anything away, so I'm not going to tell you if he does or not.
He doesn't because there's other books to the series.
Oh, damn. Zing. Yeah, but it was okay. It's not really what I expected. I thought maybe there would...
How was Jason Bateman in that one?
Jason Bateman wasn't in that one.
Oh, that's right.
Well, he played the lovable dad.
Yeah.
The awkward teen.
He died. No, I'd give it an okay rating. It wasn't... I'm not going to watch it again.
Is that how we do ratings now?
Do you give it... How many Nates do you give it?
Well, you can only give them one Nate.
Do you give it a point Nate?
We don't do points, Nate.
We don't do point.
An 8-point Nate?
I'd give it a...
8-point Nate on the...
6.8.
On the Nate-ter scale?
On the podcast scale?
6.8.
Yes.
That's it for this week. I've nailed it because I can't do this. No, that sucks though. It's always interesting when a movie starts out really strong because you know that was the last thing they filmed, was the start.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Well, yeah, most of the time. And then you think they would go, oh, well, that's how this is supposed to be.
Right.
But they've already shot everything else. So then you just get a horrible movie.
Well, and it's so the beginning is kind of what the trailer starts out as. They're at the beach, him and his...
I haven't seen the trailer.
Such and such. You haven't seen the trailer?
No. Speaking of trailers, I'm sure
it was a good movie. What?
Another trailer came out. Star Wars Battlefront 2. Their storyline trailer came out.
It looks dope.
Yeah, and it has the main character girl. Can I say dope? Yes, you can say dope. And that you can say Fractured Butthole too.
Hold on. Ooh, that looks dope.
The main character walks Gnarly. Up to... Huh? Gnarly?
Yeah.
Dope. Anyway, Star Wars looks awesome.
Yeah, it does.
Looks really good. I'm excited to play as the bad guys. That'll be cool. I want to kill good guys.
You would.
I would too. That's my whole point. In the world of
Star Wars, you have to be a Sith.
Yeah, it's actually more exciting being the Sith.
You guys are lame.
Yeah. Why are you flicking out of your beard at us?
Yeah, what are you doing?
That's weird.
Knock it off. But anyway, yeah, that trailer came out, and so now I'm excited for Battlefront. I really need to stop getting excited for games. They need to come out like a year's worth of crappy games that I can hate on, that I don't have to spend money on.
I feel like that's kind of the awkward thing is like, they come out with games on such a regular... How do you keep up? Like,
yeah.
You don't. You play... That's why you never complete games, because it's like, oh, you get into the middle of one game and then, oh, crap.
I will admit that I have a lot of options right now. I feel like I have a lot of options right now for the first time in a really long time.
Right.
Normally, it's like you have one option and then you can go back to your fallback game or whatever, like playing Fallout 4 campaign again or something. But right now, there's Destiny, there's Madden, there's... I just got, like, the Skyrim special edition again, like, because the price dropped on it. But, like, there's so many games out right now that are hitting the point where the price drops, or they're really good games coming out for the first time, where it's just, there's so many options.
Right.
Well, so, like, I'm playing Madden.
Then there's the Super NES.
I'm right? playing...
Yeah.
It's out.
I'm playing...
And Diddy Kong's coming out soon. What Diddy am I going to do? What are you guys doing over there?
Nothing.
Knock it off.
I'm playing
fidgeting.
I'm a fidgeter.
Playing Black Ops 3, which I'm trying to
Why are you finish playing Black Ops 3?
Because I'm trying to get well, because I don't really like the newest one.
Well, no one does.
And so Black Ops 3 was kind of the last one that I could stand.
Okay.
And
I still have Black Ops 3. It's over there somewhere. Try it on top.
I'm trying to get
Never mind.
Diamond
what?
SMGs.
I don't know what that means.
It's where, like, the camo for them.
I don't know.
So it's means. Where you oh, get...
Yeah.
So you get gold for everyone.
Uh-huh.
And I got one left, and then I have to do...
And then three two, rights.
No, I got... So the one I'm on now, I have to do...
David's fidgeting again.
We're not fidgeting.
That might be me. I've got to get 5 kills without dying, which is kind of hard. Yeah, it is for me.
Bad at the game.
I can get like 3 kills in a row and then I get shot from behind or something.
He's the guy who deploys the UAV every 59 seconds, but can never ever get any better than that.
Well, now deploying the UAV is worthless because it just got shot down.
Oh, yeah, thing. That's right. That's when you could just look up in the sky and shoot it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's usually someone on each team that has
I wonder if you can do that in the New World War. What's going to be the UAV for the they World War II game? One. Is it just going to be like a spy plane flying in circles?
Maybe. Probably not. There's probably not going to be one.
Well, they had, like, Mustangs and stuff. They had planes in World War II.
They had dogs.
I'm looking forward to...
What?
Horses?
Ooh, no, it's not dogs. What if they bring back the attack dogs?
They're not. It's not attack dogs. It's the paratroopers.
You're a paratrooper. How do you bring down a paratrooper?
You didn't see that in the...
Well, they don't come down in one. They come in pairs.
Paratroopers, and you set...
It looks like sorry, I didn't roll my eyes hard enough at that.
Where you want. And then just basically computer-controlled AI...
Oh, really? Just I didn't see in. That. I really didn't, no.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Why didn't I ever see it? I watched so much of the beta.
But, I mean, that might not... But I think that does take place of, the attack dogs.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, attack dogs might still be in it, but...
Attack dogs came out right around the time Michael Vick went to prison.
I think there was, like, a little uprising about
that
because you were able to shoot them and kill them.
Yeah, but they're attack dogs.
Yeah. Dags.
Digs.
Attack dags.
They could be attack cats.
But no, and then, so then I just got
ooh, what if you could
NBA
release a mountain lion?
2018.
Mountain lions?
Do you buy NBA 2018?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I was watching
some
gameplay. We're going to find out.
Oh, okay. Because I am curious about their new story mode. If it's good enough to get.
And that's, so this is the thing.
It's,
so I was watching,
it's the football one. It just, he's holding, like, no, it looks like the football, but they just kind of changed the shape a little bit.
Basketball.
And they just kind of rounded it out.
No,
and they
NBA,
just changed the
NBA,
uniform, whatever.
NBA has the storyline that Madden wants. Like, people that play Madden want. Because you're able to... They have so much customization. Because they actually have licensed equipment. They have...
It's true, though.
They have, like,
tattoos. The NBA has the best story because you get to make your guy. And
you create your guy.
I know. This,
then there's, like, a little backstory on...
It's dumb to me that nowadays they have a story mode where you can't create a player.
Right. Well, football used to have it. Like, the Be A Pro mode. They they were getting to a point where you were, like, looking into the backstory, the life of the player, too, kind of. Like, NBA has it fully now. They had it for a little bit. Where you could, like, look at the phone and, like, make choices with your agent and, like, trade me now or sign that contract or, you know, whatever. And the background would kind of upgrade from, like, an apartment to a house to a mansion kind of thing the longer you went in your career. It wasn't super in-depth, but they were starting to get there, and then they just took it all away.
So, like, the gameplay I was watching...
And then NBA just kept going with it.
Right. Obviously, NBA...
And now they have, like, a whole city built around...
You create your thing, and then there's, like, a town. So you move into this town, and you have, like, this loft, which has a basketball court in it, because you can practice anytime you want on your court.
My loft has a basketball
and then,
court in it.
Obviously...
Mine does,
loft,
too.
Yeah. I don't
actually,
know
that's all
if you can
my
make
loft is a basketball court. It's actually
to,
a Y.
You can make customizations to the to your house, but, like, if you... sign a contract or you buy
my own locker
shoes or whatever, because obviously basketball has, like, Jordans and Curry and all that stuff, so you have, like, trophies in
Curry's
your house.
Gross.
No, I like Curry.
Really?
Yeah,
I can't get past the smell.
No, it's really good. Like, if you get butter chicken or red curry, or they also have a mango curry that's really good.
Maybe I just don't order it right then, because all curries I have, I don't know.
Anyway. But so then there's this town that you can run around in, and you can they have, like, barbershops, so you can get, like, customize your hair, and then they have tattoo parlor, they have clothing, so, like, your guy, what you can wear while you're practicing or what you can wear just while you're running around, and then obviously the main part is the stadium, which happened, you go in and then it's whatever team drafted you. Which then you can practice, which technically you get so many practice points per thing.
Amber, can we help you?
Amber's being, like, the person at the theater.
Trying to be quiet.
Trying to be quiet, but instead of doing it at the loud gunshot part, she's just like...
Instead of doing it while David's talking, she chose while Nate was talking.
He's incompetent of being loud.
Amber, everybody.
Nate, you were telling a story that everybody was listening to until Amber
was... I wasn't telling
you
a story. I was just telling you about a game.
Yeah.
No, it turned into a story.
It was a story.
Mode.
Stallone. No, so I mean, it to me it sounds pretty interesting. The only downfall about it is that you are in VC. Well, it is basketball, and I mean, I don't watch basketball games. Basketball game, it's.
I don't like watching basketball, decent. And I'm horrible at playing basketball.
I lost
interest. And I'm probably pretty bad.
I lost interest in basketball around the time we lost the Sonics. But I lost interest a little bit before that.
I never liked the Sonics.
How dare you, sir.
I remember going to games as a kid and just staring at cheerleaders. I don't remember the teams at all.
So. That's okay. That's most people's experience anyways.
Yeah.
But so the downfall is you get VC, like virtual currency for whatever you do, like practicing or, but then you use that to buy stuff or upgrade your player. Well, there's a way to buy VC.
Yes.
So you can spend your money. You can spend your money. You can buy a VC. So you can, like, day one, you're going out and there's people that were already 90 overall because they spent their money to buy this currency to get XP to bring up their player.
That's always the problem with those games.
So that is the one downfall.
People who charge it to, you know, as me and my friends say, it's mommy's credit card or daddy's debit, and they just buy their way up to the top. And that's why I like Destiny, because the only thing you can pay for is cosmetic. Or, you know, games like that, where everything you buy will make your guy look cooler, but it doesn't actually do anything.
Right.
That's okay with me. That's what it should be, because once you start like basketball, being able to buy your abilities, why even play the game? I mean, you're just the best, but you're not really earning it.
Right.
You paid for it. And instead of paying $60 for a game, you've now paid $300 for a game that you've made obsolete because you're now better, so much better than everyone.
Yeah.
So I don't get it.
But you can do full court dunks.
When you're on fire.
When you're on fire.
So,
and you don't even have to be heated up.
I have spent money on in-game purchases, but I still think my favorite way to do it is just make the cosmetic side of it. Like buying a weapon or something is fine.
I prefer that because I played many shooting games where I was outshot by somebody that just bought the more expensive weapon that could shoot me from a longer
distance. That's the new Call of Duty, is they have where you can buy the little supply caches or whatever, and you'll unlock a gun that has better stats than the one that you can get. And you can't get that better one by playing the game.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
No, you can't. Not in the new Call of Duty.
Oh, no. Oh, so Black Ops 3, basically they came out with the same thing, where you can buy tokens or whatever that go into supply drops.
Black Ops 3 isn't the new Call of Duty.
I'm just saying, but...
Well, I'm just saying, but...
I'm just saying. Well, there should be a way, because you can do it in the same thing.
Nate, you're ruining my point. No, I don't know Black Ops 3, so that could be... So I know
it's
that
sitting right there on your...
No, that's 2.
Oh. Is it?
I don't know, is it? I don't think I ever owned 3.
No, that is Black, okay. That's just Black Ops. That's not even Black Ops 2.
No, it's 2. I can see the 2 from here.
I can't see the 2 because you're further away.
But that doesn't make any sense.
The shelf above it is blocking the 2 from my view.
But it's on the side. Whatever. Why are we talking about this? Anyway. So, yeah, in-game currency purchases ruin those games. Like the basketball. And you can do that on Madden, where you can spend real money to buy packs in the Madden Ultimate Team.
That, I think, is different because... I mean, so I have spent money to buy.
Well, then of course you think it's different.
But it's different because you can play the game and you can still get coins to unlock.
Well, I'll say it's different because on the 3v3, we've played people where their team have been 1,000 times better, but the players are worse and we'll beat them. And so that's different in the sense of, you still have to be good at the game.
Right.
The NBA one, if you make your 3-point shot 99, you don't have to be good at the game anymore. You can have late timing or early release on your shots, and he's still going to make them with someone in your face. With Madden, you can still, like, cut a wide receiver's route and pick off the ball, even if they have the best quarterback in the game. So, it does make a difference. it isn't exactly the same, but you can spend money to buy the best stuff instead of having to actually work for the in-game currency. So, yeah. I don't know. That's my opinion on in-game purchases.
Well, I agree, but at the same time, the company has to make money somewhere.
They do. And I don't fault them
for it. I don't fault them for it, but I just don't like it because I'm not going to go out and spend the money.
Right. For and the best. Then, at that point, I'm not going to get the new NBA.
Right.
Because
so,
they're just going to get...
So, yeah, I just... That's why I don't, like... Sometimes I don't play those type of games because it's just like... Well, if I'm not going to spend the money and I have to do the whole grinding thing to get up there... Sometimes it just takes forever and they never... And sometimes they even have it set up where basically... Like even like a dungeon crawler game, you can go out and buy the upgrades, or you can slowly build up to it. But the slowly build up to it way, you find these treasure chests that's supposed to have the thing you're in, and a lot of times it's like, oh, another map or
right,
like this jewel that's only worth like 3 coins, and you're like, okay, well I need to get 10,000 of these now.
Right.
So.
That's what they did in the new Gears of War. Is
they had push it, you towards, okay, I have to spend this money or I'll never get there.
Right.
And I don't like that.
The new Gears of War had that. You could complete a whole match and you'd get 5 of the currency. Or you could spend $4 and get 1,000 and then it was 500 to get the open a chest. So you'd have to play 100 matches to open this one chest, or you could spend $5 and open 2. And so then it just kind of pushes you to, it's like, come on, just spend the $5.
Right, and then you open this chest and it's still nothing that you want. Oh, it's another thing that I already had.
That, in Rocket League, there was, they came out with these, when you score a goal, you could customize the explosion of the ball. And so there was one that was fireworks when you scored, and I thought, oh, that's pretty cool, you know, I'll buy a key to unlock the chest that has it in it. It's like $1 per key. So that was worth it to me. I bought the key, went to unlock the chest, and then it ends up being like this roulette thing, the roulette wheel that goes around, and I end up getting like a different paint for a car that I don't even own.
Right.
Because you have to buy the car. And so then it's like, well, how many, you'd have to buy like 15 of these keys to eliminate the ones on the roulette wheel until it gets down to the one you actually want.
Right. So and that's if it eliminates it.
Right, yeah, you could just get the same paint over and over again.
Right,
so then that was the last time I spent money on Rocket League. But, you know, at a certain point, it's like, well, if I'm giving you real money, just let me have the one that I want to get.
Right.
And then maybe the next time you come out with something cool, I'll spend my money again.
Right.
But not if it's on a roulette wheel.
Right.
That's why...
Well, sometimes it's not, you don't even get to see that it's on a roulette. It's on a roulette wheel, and you don't even know it. It's just like... You open the treasure chest and it's just something random. And it's like, okay, I spent money for this and I got 3 gold coins for it.
So.
Mainly I got the NBA game because the graphics and the gameplay for NBA is good. And I think the customization of the whole game, I think, puts it above and beyond, I think. There's just so much to customize.
Speaking of above and beyond.
Speaking of graphics.
That's Lightyear. Oh, what?
No, speaking of graphics.
Frostbite?
What does everybody think about PlayStation not being able to handle Destiny, graphic-wise?
I didn't read anything about it.
I didn't hear. I wasn't going to play it on PlayStation, so I didn't
Well,
hear
PlayStation right now is having a problem of Destiny crashing for anybody that's running it at 60 frames per second.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
They have to downgrade their...
to 40?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
They're down here with us commoners on the Xbox.
Well, they have to down it to... In order to play it. It's because it keeps crashing. Because the PlayStation, for whatever reason, is not handling the cache properly of it. And it's just messing it up, and it's crashing it.
That sucks. That's funny, though.
Yeah. So, like, the Xbox can do it, if you have the right Xbox. Right. But the PlayStation can't. So, it's very interesting. And the PlayStation is having a specific problem with that. And it's actually having a problem with NBA, too.
Weird. That is weird.
Yeah.
Well, I'm...
And it's the new PlayStation hoping to get 2.
Pro.
The X here soon.
PlayStation so Pro is not handling it, and that's what? Weird.
The X when it comes out.
The Xbox One X?
I just gotta find someone that has... I'm sure that... Obviously, pre-orders have stopped and stuff like that, but yep. I'm sure that they'll come back on here soon.
But that was always my thing versus, like...
You can't be cool, you didn't get the first pre-order.
John was on here a few weeks ago, and he was talking about how he does only PC games.
Right.
And the reason why I switched from PC games to console is because console is more consistent. PC kept always breaking down for me, or something like that. And that was my frustration with playing PC stuff. Sure, you can have the better graphics, but at the same time, a big percent of the time, the game wouldn't even work.
Right.
So.
Well, PC players always say that PCs are cheaper, and it is. If you take relative Xbox One S to PC, it's cheaper to build a PC with the same specs.
Right, but no PC person does that.
If you want it, right, they want the better. They want the 60 frames per second. They want the 1080p.
Right.
Or whatever. And 4K now, I guess. And if you want to do that, you're spending four times as much just for the graphics card alone than you would for an Xbox. So, you have to... It's not as easy a choice as just saying PC's cheaper. You have to make the choice on
the community. If you were to say, okay, I'm going out to buy a PC and has the exact same specs as the Xbox, which no real PC person could put them through that.
Right.
Like, okay, exact same... Well, I could get a bigger hard drive for this much, like $10 more. Well, right. Well, you're going above the specs.
Right.
So, yeah, it just never works out for the PC people. It seems... It's kind of like a lot of things in life. In theory, it works out.
I think a gaming PC is cool to have, because then you have everything. I mean, every game comes out for PC eventually. But right off the bat, I would pick console over PC games every time.
I would too.
I just like how simple the
right. It does exactly what it's supposed to do.
Especially if you download it to the system, you just go play.
Right, right. You just go to play. But a PC always slows down. Always. Right. Something sticks to your hard drive and slows you down, no matter how careful you are. Even if you don't, log on to the internet ever on a certain PC, eventually a game will put a save file on it over and over and over and over again, and eventually your PC's going to slow down.
Right.
Even if you delete that game. But the Xbox, when you delete it, it's gone. It's up in the cloud. They don't keep it on your hard drive anymore.
Yeah.
So, that Xbox isn't going to lose speed. It'll, the original Xbox is still just as slow.
I have all my games for the Xbox on an external hard drive. So none of my my Xbox itself has fastest operating as possible. So that's, I don't know, that's just the way I run it. That's the way I roll.
That's the way I roll too, is I got an external hard drive.
Me too.
So Michael, quick question. Because you're planning on getting, the new Call of Duty when it comes out.
Yes.
So
he's already pre-ordered it.
Have you?
No. But I will.
Because you didn't play the beta, so obviously you didn't. So yesterday when I was playing Black Ops 3, last night was the first time that I was playing where over 80% of the people in the lobby had a mic and were actually using the mic. Because
So they were actually using.
Unfortunately,
that's what I consider using the mic.
There's one guy that was calling stuff out. Unless I'm with friends, I don't really like using the mic. I'll have mine mute, right?
Yeah,
but
you can only take so much of that little kid screaming. That'll do it. Clean his room later.
Yeah,
and maybe if there was a couple more. So, the other team...
I just record it so I can listen to it later, a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I was just I missed that kid screaming in my ear.
when it goes to, halftime and you can hear everybody.
Right.
You could hear there's, four more people, which obviously you could tell we're not on your team because you didn't hear them the whole first half. So, I mean, maybe if there was two more people on my side that were talking, then I would have turned my mic on and would have called stuff out as well. But the lack of people,
not a follower, Nate.
The lack of people using their mic, do you think that will change with...
It always changes with new games.
Okay.
Anytime a new game comes out is the most you're ever going to get community to participate in.
Yes.
Chat.
Like the first, I give it a month.
Yeah.
And then
You'll see microphones all the way down the first night through the first week. It'll be 100% of people have a mic on and will be talking and calling stuff out. And then as the game goes, you'll just slowly see those mics start to depreciate.
Well, because I noticed that when I did play the newest Call of
Duty. It's just like that.
There was more, a little bit more.
Right.
But, I mean, still, half the time, they're probably 10-year-old kids.
Well, if you look at, like Grand Theft Auto, for the first year, you would go into games and everyone would be talking.
Right.
Like, everybody. And now, you go in and you might have one person in a team deathmatch who has a microphone in. Like, even on. And then they're not talking. They have it, like, plugged in and on mute. You know? Waiting for someone else to talk. So
that's me.
That happens with every single game that comes out that's multiplayer, is everyone goes all in on the microphone and then slowly it starts to drop out.
Okay.
But I don't know. We'll see. It's always fun to have that first night where everyone's talking and everyone's calling things out and everyone has a game plan. Right. Everyone's a team player.
Everybody's team player.
And then the next day it's like, shut up. So I'm trying to shoot people.
I'm going to try to get that Tuesday off.
For Call of Duty?
Yeah.
I hope the server's crashed.
I'm going to try to get that Tuesday off. Because obviously it'll be out.
At home refreshing the server over and over.
It'll start Monday at 9 for us.
Right. Yeah, Monday at 9 p.m.
So my plan is to play all night. You should do the same.
I'm not getting Tuesday off. But I'll be on. 9 p.m. I'll load it. Huh?
No. Dave, get internet and get this game.
When does it come out?
November 3rd, 4th. Third, 4th.
Yeah. First week of November.
I can come over here and play on one of your Xboxes.
Yeah, so you can go to work and you can come over here and play on your account.
Yeah, I have these two Xboxes linked up, so if I buy it on this one, I get it on that one.
Is that how it works?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So then...
Oh, so you're game sharing.
Yeah.
Bastard.
What? You can't have my free stuff. Get out of here. Anyway, thank you for joining us.
All games are right there.
This week, on Nailed It, and Nate can't have free things. We'll be back on Monday with a game of the week, and we'll be back next Friday.
You can't look up his internet to see that he hasn't gotten free things.
A new episode of Nailed It, and Nate won't be here because he's going to be caught by pirating movies.
I don't pirate movies.
Whatever, shut up. remember to rate, subscribe, and review our podcast on wherever you listen to it. That would help us out.
Leave a comment. We
appreciate it. And leave a comment and tell Nate to stop pirating videos because it's not a victimless crime.
I do not pirate videos.
And what language was that first?
It's all about being a pirate.
Huh? Russian?
What?
Anyway.
No, I said I wish I knew Russian. I don't know Russian.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. That's why you couldn't watch a certain movie.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Anyway, we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. Bye, everybody.